Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Emilio Iadice back on the show. Emilio is a longtime Brain Trust member, director emeritus, and professor of leadership at Loyola University, representing the college in Rome, right, Emilio?
Correct. Yeah, we have a beautiful campus in Rome, Italy. It's one of the most beautiful places to be, and it's a great place to study.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming over there and visiting with you one of these days, We'll have some fun when we come over there. So the book is called When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. It's Emilio's newest book, folks, and it's outstanding. And there are pictures in there. It's a tour of history of the history of courage, and it'd be a great book for graduation. I can tell you that right now, Emilio. Give us an example of where you thought courage was on display to the greatest degree in the history of America. One example. What would it be? Would it be Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, Roosevelt? Who?
Well, absolutely it's Lincoln. I guess I consider myself a Lincolnologist. I was discussing this with my grandson and my granddaughter yesterday, in fact, here in Rome. And I showed them some things about Abraham Lincoln, and then I let them decide on their own what they thought about Lincoln. And they said, wow, this man was so courageous. He didn't have to do what he did. He had choices. He could have become president and could have left things alone. He could have let the South go. He could have not freed the slaves. He could have avoided even getting shot at the end, getting killed when he had so many death threats. These are all things that he could have avoided. Mm-hmm. But no, Lincoln moved ahead despite all the obstacles. I would say, as far as a leader is concerned, certainly a political leader, Abraham Lincoln is the one who is by far the most courageous. He never gave up in spite of personal problems and personal adversities and personal challenges. We know about his wife. We know about the death of his son in the White House, all the things that he suffered, and yet he went ahead.
And he did it with grace as well, and that's something else that we need to we could use a little greater supply in. What do you tell young people today when you're talking to young people about being courageous going forward in their lives? What do you tell them to? How do you tell them to mount such a behavior?
Well, I begin by saying this. I say every time you need to make a decision, you need to use your moral compass. And they say, what do you mean by a moral compass? Well, each and every one of us has to have that moral, ethical compass that guides us to help us make the right choices. So for me, I always say, when I have to make a management and executive decision, I say, what would Abraham Lincoln do? And I say, Lincoln, tell me, what should I do? Mm-hmm. And I reason it out based on what I know that he would do. If I have to make a moral decision, and I'm a Christian, I say, what would Christ do? I would say to a Jew, what would Moses do? A Buddhist, what would Buddha do? To a Muslim, what would Muhammad do? So, first of all, it's the moral compass that we need. Mm-hmm. And then we need to be grounded in some models of people who in the past have plowed ahead despite adversity, have showed us that you never give up, you keep going with courage, especially when you know that you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have those models. You have to have the moral compass. And once you've developed them, nothing can stop you.
What do you think about when you're talking to young people? I mean, obviously, those examples you gave are excellent. But what if you said to them, what do you think your grandfather or grandmother would have done? Taking them back to someone that they knew, who maybe came up in a simpler time, how do you think if your grandfather or grandmother saw you making this decision right now, what do you think they would think? What do you think about that, Emilio?
I bring that up at the beginning of my leadership class. My class is called Values-Based Leadership, and it's all about ethics. Ethics in so many different ways, but it's all about leadership. And I asked them in the beginning, okay, who's your model in life? And what would you think about them in terms of you, in terms of what you're doing? It's amazing how about half the class all say that their grandparents, grandfather or grandmother,
right,
were their model.
Mm-hmm.
And then we discuss, okay, good, now you've got to make choices. What would you say your grandfather or your grandmother would say about this choice that you want to make or mm-hmm. that choice that you want to make? Mm-hmm. Do you take that into consideration? And I'm always surprised and impressed about how many students, how many kids actually say that they do.
Right.
And I want to do that for my grandchildren, just like you for
exactly.
yours.
Exactly.
You want
and
to
this,
be that model
and this
for
is
them,
where,
you know?
This is where they can model their courage. You know, if you behave the way you think your grandparents would behave, that will give you some backbone, won't it? That'll give you some courage, even in the face of adversity, and maybe even in the case of peer pressure and that sort of thing. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely, because you have in your DNA something related to that person. And you know that there's something there that's special, it's spiritual,
yep.
and it's part of your soul as yep. well as part of you biologically.
Emilio, you got a website?
I don't have a website yet. I may have it by the time my next book
okay.
comes out. But I'm on Amazon, and Amazon has a website for me. And awesome
they have all his books there, including the new one, When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. Emilio, ciao, baby. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.